One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Moment number five, yeah. Scheman and Shepard.
One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't want to.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Chris is spinning the stacks of wax on the other side of the glass, going 90s pop dance music today.
Screams through, screams vacation, this song. Island, hear it all the time.
Kind of does.
A little tube sock on Craig's leg.
Why are you making fun of me? Obviously,
I'm not.
Obviously, that's a cool trending style now, clearly.
Yeah, because Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons had that look at halftime of the Natty. You know, it wasn't like it was a small venue. It was at the Natty wearing the Craig Scheman look. That's what people are calling it across the country.
Because the Pittsburgh saga continues.
Yeah, we got. Well, let's back up and reset this because I want to spend a lot of time. And by the way, again, in case you missed it, the Scheman Shepherd cash grab active right now. So, again, it's brought to you by Signs in One Day here in Fort Myers. The word is dollar. Download our app and enter the word dollar. All right, so Bruce Arians got this going. It got me excited about this yesterday when he started talking. He ripped on Antonio Brown, calling him a diva.
He did.
And then there's been this back and forth between Art Rooney and Antonio Brown and Emmanuel Sanders. I'll let you pick it up from there. But I want to just give a quick background on everything. But by the way, I love the fact that Bruce Arians, because coaches never rip on players and they never rip on players on other teams. And the fact that he came out and called him a diva, which needed to be said, was fantastic. I love Bruce
Arians. We're getting to the back and forth and the silly, childish, fourth grade recess banter going on between Antonio Brown and Sanders. But Art Rooney just said this. He said a couple of things today.
By the way, how is he saying it? Because he's an elder. He's not on social media, is he?
No, he's doing an interview. So I think the Athletic got a hold of him. He's doing an interview.
There's no age restrictions for social media.
No, but older people tend to not be on social media.
It's not like, you're 80, you can't have a Facebook.
Like Nick Saban doesn't do social media.
He usually only speaks to the Pittsburgh Steelers webpage people.
Okay.
I think that's where this is coming from.
Great.
Art Rooney said, tell me if this doesn't scream slap in the face a little bit to Mike Tomlin. Art Rooney said he has talked to Mike Tomlin about having someone assist him with challenge calls on the field, but that would not be that person's only role. He called it, quote, important.
I thought every coach had a guy in his ear looking at the TV review.
Usually it's up in the booth, but he wants someone on the field with him. You shouldn't need somebody on the field with you.
Well, he's got about a 10% success rate.
Daryl Bevel, the new OC for the Lions.
Oh, damn it.
All right.
Field Yates was on
all
that.
All right. Give me a moment to digest this. All right. That is better than the other selections. Thank you. Daryl Bevel. You wanted Hugh Jackson. Ruin my life.
That's a good hire.
Darren Bevel,
you're going to regret it.
Okay.
So Art Rooney said that he wants someone on the field. You shouldn't need somebody on the field to help with challenge calls. Now, on the other hand, we saw Joe Philbin use two of his in 90 seconds early this year in Green Bay at the end of the season.
Yeah.
90 seconds.
Yep.
No more challenges. And lost both of them, by the way.
That's not good. Yeah. I think that's a – hey, at least he's not saying, Mike Tomlin, you're fired. You say, Mike Tomlin, get yourself some help with the red flag.
So Antonio Brown, after responding to Bruce Arians' comments early today, said, let's see. Okay, well, this is new. This is okay. He didn't draft.
It's breaking news.
Hang on. I want to do this chronologically, so this is right. Okay, I'll give you all the tweets he said today in order, okay?
All right.
53 minutes ago, talking about Bruce Arians, okay? He didn't draft me. He drafted Sanders, same guy, Emmanuel Sanders. Same guy who missed rehab to go on networks to talk about me on situations he has zero clue. Arians now wears Kangoo hats and glasses, but I'm a diva. Don't see it all.
Done seen it all.
They say we friends, stop lying. Then Emmanuel Sanders responded to that by saying, I got to find. But basically he said, I'll basically find it.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, basically. That's what he said. So then Antonio Brown went on to say, because he said he gave his analytical opinion, according to Emmanuel Sanders, which he did.
Yes.
Dwight Miller on Twitter says to AB, tweets at him and says, hey, AB, you said the other day that you're waiting by your phone. Could you verify that by returning Art Rooney's call regarding Steeler Nation? Quote,
Art Rooney.
Clearly they feel different and clearly they feel indifferent about me seeing all these reports, the big interview coming. Watching my teammates, fans, and organizations show me how they really feel. Stay woke. That's 49 minutes ago.
Stay woke. All right. We'll keep you posted.
There's more. And then he keeps saying the interview's coming. The interview's coming.
Yeah, Antonio Brown's been saying that for a couple of days. Yeah. The interview's coming. Like there's
about a week now.
He said it on Instagram with Terrell Owens last week. With Ocho Cinco last week.
My thought is, will it be part of the CBS Patriots Chiefs? Has he done an interview, a network interview, that's going to air before the AFC Championship?
No, and I don't know where he's doing it. My guess it's going to be on maybe – can't do it on Instagram because that's too short. It's going to be
– do Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, sure, something like that.
All right. We'll see.
I believe he's paid by Facebook because that's why he did the Facebook Live in the locker room a couple of seasons ago in the playoffs.
Correct.
He had to do the Facebook Live video because he was paid by Facebook.
Gotcha. If I may just interject for just a moment, we can come back to this. I think this is a fascinating argument going on back and forth. Kudos to 813 for their text on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line regarding the 10-year challenge. Now, if you don't know what the 10-year challenge on Facebook is, a lot of celebrity types are putting up a picture of themselves from 10 years ago and then one from now. And people are commenting on how little or how much people have changed physically over the last 10 years. First of all, I'll have to say the 813, the Detroit Lions doing the 10-year challenge. In 2009, 7 wins. In 2019, 7 wins. Oh, that's playoff wins total. So kudos for that. I read a scary story today about the Facebook challenge, if you haven't caught on what's going on, because everybody's doing it now. This is secretly Facebook's way of getting more facial recognition information off of all the people out there. Yeah, yeah.
Be careful. Big Brother is watching.
Yeah. It could be rough. All right.
I found Emmanuel Sanders.
I look pretty similar to 10 years ago.
The 239 goes, Pete's reading is always a treat. And I'm trying to be kind because the broken English that Antonio Brown used, which he's getting creamed at, by the way, because he can't spell and apparently doesn't know how to put two sentences together. But Emmanuel Sanders says, you know damn well I didn't travel to L.A. to talk about you, fam. You tripping, yo. I went to be an analyst in which you acting foolish was the topic, and I gave my analytical opinion. Get off the gas, yo. You did it to yourself.
It's a good fight.
That's
a very good fight.
Yeah, great.
Meanwhile, I'm letting the Daryl Bevel sink in. I'm excited. We got ourselves a Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator.
He should be a two-time Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator, but he didn't run the damn football on the goal line.
That wasn't his fault. That was Pete Carroll overriding him. But you're right.
It was Pete Carroll overriding him. And again, go back and look what the Seahawks did that season.
I don't want to get into this conversation because we've done it four times.
Right.
But come
on,
you have Marshawn Lynch.
With Marshawn Lynch.
It's
fact.
To go a half a yard, you give the ball to one of the best power runners in the in the game. You just do.
Fact. You do.
I understand the stats.
You got to. But you.
And I'm not saying anything bad about the beloved New England Patriots.
No, I know.
I'm just saying that you should run the ball in that scenario.
You got to wonder why they didn't do it the other four times. Now, look, the Lions were guilty of this for many years with Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders would get him all the way down the field, right, Craig? And then on the 1 yard line, he'd come out of the game.
Well, he would, but Barry also lost more yards from the line of scrimmage than anybody in the history of football as well, and that didn't work with goal line. But, you're right. So, Matt Patricia, this is Daryl this is Matt Patricia thanking Daryl Bevel for not running the ball on that play and giving Matt Patricia one of his assistant coaches' Super Bowl rings. So that's what this is all about. All right, other big news, as you mentioned.
Where's Hugh Jackson? He's
not getting hired. He's
from Miami.
He is going to get hired. He might get hired in Miami. Oh, my God.
That's
part of Chris's plan.
You know, he could.
I mean, there's a...
And then the offense
should be
better
in charge,
than you think.
Man. It'd be so much better.
I really wish I could be in charge of a team.
I wouldn't ask for all that money, too.
Yeah, instead of $5 million, I'd do it for $3 million.
Do it for $1 million.
Yeah.
Just pick up my taxes. I don't know if legally you can do that.
Yeah, so better make it $2 million.
You're right.
You better make it $2 million.
Yeah, I guess in that.
So you can keep a mil.
That bracket.
Yeah, in that bracket. All right, the other big news, Jalen Hurts. As I suggested yesterday, should go to Oklahoma. He listened to me. Apparently the stakes might not have been that good at Prime 112. Right?
Yeah, clearly, right?
Because the next day, he's going to...
You should have to pay that back.
To Oklahoma.
You should have to pay that back.
They've got good stakes in Oklahoma. They got a bunch of steers out there.
But hey, good news for Miami fans getting Tate Martell, who I liked at Ohio State.
He's trying to get a waiver to play this year. Probably not going to happen, so he's probably going to have to sit out a year. However, Bevin Jordan played with him. He's already there at the tight end. He played with him in high school at Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas. Bubba Bolden, who is a great safety at USC, leaving the Trojans, coming to the U. And he also played with them in high school. And Jeff Thomas announced today, the wide receiver, who I like very much, said he is not going to go to Illinois, like he said a couple weeks ago. He's staying at Miami. So clearly, Manny Diaz and company pushing all the right buttons and a lot of good things are happening. You can already see the change.
I think this is a win for Miami.
I do, too.
After a lackluster recruiting period, and after Mark Rick retiring, surprisingly, and, you know, the wheels never got back on the bus ever since.
And they open up against the Gators next year, right?
First
game of the year.
Yeah.
Wow, what
now,
a great test that's going to
so,
be.
So, OU, great news. You're getting Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
A graduate transfer.
Right.
But on the same hand.
Yes.
Oklahoma is blocking
Uncool.
A graduate transfer from going to West Virginia to play Austin Kendall. Is that his name?
Yeah. Because it's in the same conference.
Yeah.
They should not do that.
And you know what? We were very consistent on this where it's pretty straight where when Nick Saban blocked a kid from going to Georgia initially to follow Kirby Smart, said, I don't like it.
Yeah.
If you're a graduate transfer, you should be allowed to go wherever.
Right.
I mean, in theory, these kids are student athletes. If they wanted to go study to be a, I don't know, some sort of engineer in the best programs in the SEC, like, why should that matter?
Yeah.
Why should that matter that West Virginia is in the same conference as Oklahoma?
I agree.
Oklahoma, you want a different quarterback.
Yeah.
You had Austin Kendall on your roster.
Fact.
You were bringing in Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
So why not let the kid go play where he wants to play?
I agree.
It's asinine.
I think it will happen. I mean, what happened, Shea Patterson, too, it took a little bit of... It took a little while. Then he finally got to go ahead.
Well, those are two different things.
Well, I know, but still, there was.
They weren't like blocking him specifically from going to Michigan. Oklahoma's specifically blocking this kid from going to West Virginia, where he wants to go to school.
So, how about this for a scenario next year? How about Jalen Hurts versus Tua in some of the semis or the final? How about that?
Oh, it'd be great.
Wouldn't that be something?
It'd be great.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be awesome.
That would be epic.
The storylines write themselves.
That
right?
would be that would have to be the highest rated game. The storyline. Forget it.
Right.
That storyline would be awesome.
That's what people will be rooting for this year. A lot of people, actually, they will. Well, you know, if you're just a football fan,
not Clemson fans.
No, not Clemson fans.
By the way, your Red Sox are following Clemson to the White House. No word on what they'll be eating. It's February 15th. That's time for the government to be back in order from the shutdown and maybe have a staff there to serve a decent meal to the Red Sox. Just throwing that out there.
And again, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. Standing at the podium with those corny jokes that your little flunkies write for all these politicians is so bad. It's just so bad. And you wonder, I can't wait, what are the cliches, the bad cliches that they're going to give Trump to read? It happens every year. Every president, doesn't matter. It's been going on for the beginning of time.
You think there'll be a Chris Sale shoulder joke in there? How about a Mookie Betts? Mookie Betts will be a punchline somewhere.
No, the best part is when they mispronounce, all these presidents mispronounce so many names.
Harbor! Donald Trump. I want to see Donald Trump go.
No, he'll do that.
You guys came from the harbor!
He'll do some Boston joke. Somehow work in the Patriots. He always does when he's talking about it, somehow.
Well, he likes the Patriots.
He's like Pete.
No. it'll be a riot.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But
all right, coming up in just a little bit now, Chris, you put out your own power ranking of the top four quarterbacks remaining.
The four quarterbacks remaining.
All right. How do we want to do this? Because I want to go. I haven't seen the list. Our listeners, if you want to look at it, it's on Facebook and also on our website at 993ESPN.com. I want to discuss. I'm trying to figure out what the best way to do this. If you just kind of...
Well, I can go 4-1. I can go 1-4.
You can spill it, and then we can debate it.
I'll go 4-1.
All right. Do we want to do it now, or do we want to do it when we come back?
Well, I'll give you my number four, and then I'll give you the other three when we come back.
All right. Who's on the bottom of the
number
list?
Number four?
Yes. Hold on. I got...
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, number four. All right. We're ranking the final four quarterbacks remaining playing in the playoffs this weekend.
I'm reading. It's funny.
All right. All right. So we're going to debate. We're going to discuss all that coming up in just a little bit here on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
But this isn't 90s pop music. This is 2000s.
This is on the 90s list.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20.
Yeah, okay. All
With
right.
Santana.
Whipple Santana.
Yep.
I saw Santana perform this live before the Super Bowl in San Diego, so that's why I was thinking 2000s. That was 2003. My bad. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. All right, here we go. Chris, on our website at 99.3ESPN.com, put his own power rankings up for the four remaining quarterbacks in the playoffs. Of course, the conference championships are this weekend. Going into the break, you said number four was Jared Goff.
Yeah.
A little explanation for each one of these. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that, right?
No, I mean, Jared Goff was good. He just, let's stack him up to the other three, right?
Yeah, it's three other pretty good ones. That's what I'm thinking.
All right, number three.
We need more drum roll.
The GOAT.
Yes.
Tom Brady, number three in my quarterback power rankings.
That's fair.
Come on, Pete.
Well, the first
one. I want more fire out of you than that.
The other two are going to be MVP candidates, so I get it. Well, and Brady had a fine year.
That is actually the argument. Brady took all the fun out of it.
And that's what I said in my description.
segment's over.
I like Chris's first line. Chris went. Force Awakens, and it says Tom Brady, breathe, just breathe, as Luke Skywalker
and
said.
And I explain myself, and I end my description or my reasoning with this ranking has more to do with the other guys than Tom Brady.
But on the other hand, if you're saying, and yes, there were some throws in a couple games this year, obviously, but if you're saying this drop-off is still passed with 4,300 yards, 29 touchdowns, more than 2-1 interception ratio. If that's
good.
A drop-off, take it.
It's good.
I still see the cliff.
It's very good. He's been very good. But
eyeball test.
I think looking at him playing, there's a difference between 2018 Tom Brady and 2014 Tom Brady. And that's just natural. That's age. That happens to everyone.
Yeah. And his face sacks.
I mean, I wake up to pee in the middle of the night. I didn't do that 4 years ago.
Wait till you do it twice in a night. That's really irritating.
It didn't look that way Sunday, though, did it?
No, it did not. But I'll put more of that on Anthony Lynn than I will anyone wearing a blue jersey.
Oh, of course.
Fact. Number two.
No credit. Number two.
Drew Brees.
Yay! Drew Brees. Happy 40th birthday yesterday, Drew Brees.
He was excellent to start the season. I did find one kind of crazy stat. He threw for two touchdowns last week.
Yeah.
You know the previous time he threw for multiple touchdowns in one game?
What?
November 22nd.
So he went all of December?
All of December with only throwing zero or one touchdown in each game.
We had that game against the Cowboys. That was a fluky deal.
Yeah, just kind of surprised. And he sat out week 17. So, yeah. But it just surprised me seeing that. And
the
then
cliff.
That leaves number one.
Number one! No
Patrick
trouble.
Mahomes. He's at the center of the best offense in football.
Yeah. Guy that's played... What, 18 career games now? Yeah.
And not far and away, best quarterback in Chiefs history. Yeah, I know who else
afterwards,
was a quarterback.
Joe Montana?
Well, I know who else was there.
I don't even count that.
Yeah, sorry, arm talent alone, give me 15.
Len Dawson.
Len Dawson, Joe Montana, Patrick Mahomes. I'll give you that on arm talent.
Definitely. Mahomes had an 11-week stretch where he threw for multiple touchdowns.
Smith.
So he's better than Drew Brees.
About Smith.
Yeah, Alex Smith. So what you're saying really, based on this list, come 6:40 on Sunday, the weak link here is TB12.
Yeah, that's exactly
what he's a detriment to his team.
The weak link is going to watch the Patriots in the trenches run the ball down the Chiefs' throats, keeping them off the field very much like they did last week. We know there won't be seven D-backs out there. But not, honestly, that will be their game plan. The Chiefs give up they're like last in the league in giving up the yardage that they've given up on the run. It's going to be freezing cold. It's going to be a much more low-scoring game than everybody thinks. Much more low-scoring game.
So what you're saying here is the Patriots can't rely on old Saggy Face to throw the ball, so they have to run the ball.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Give it to Sonny Michel.
Watch Rob, it was Rob Gronkowski. Yeah, pretty much. Stud blocking the other day, in case you missed that.
Rob Gronkowski.
But the Chiefs give up more tight end. The Chiefs gives up more tight end yardage than any team in the NFL.
Okay,
so look for Gronk to have it.
Gronk was the slowest player on the field last week.
Let's play this game.
Run as much as they can, and going to do short passes again to the running backs.
Will Rob Gronkowski have the best numbers for any tight end in this game? Yeah, think about who's on the other side.
Hell no.
He's not the best number 87 in this game.
No, I don't care. He has to be the most effective. And what he did last week in the run game was tremendous. You won't get credit for it because you don't look at that in the blocking game, but he was unbelievable last week for them running the ball, which is why they did so well with it.
Again, I'm yelling at the TV in the first half last week. Put a linebacker on the field. It was the most. And we thought that the Colts were going to run all over the Chiefs.
Yeah,
the other two too, and people forget. And I don't care who was playing in the first game, but Kareem Hunt had one hell of a game against the Patriots in that game.
Yep,
catching and running. That's almost 200 yards of offense that they're going to have to find. You know, and the game's not going to be 43-40. Let's get that straight. Okay,
no. If this game is in the 20s, that's a blowout.
I think it'll be in the 20s. I don't think people really have a grasp of how difficult it is to play when it's under like 10 degrees and it's going to be at night. The wind's going to be blowing. Wind chill factor is going to set in. It is going to be a factor. Whoever runs the ball better is going to win the game.
Statistically, there has been no drop off in the running game. Kareem Hunt to Damian Williams. They've averaged 4.6 yards per carry, both of them.
In fact, right before Kareem Hunt left, it seemed like they were using him less and less. It made me wonder if they knew the foot was about to drop, and so they started planning for being without him.
I don't know about that. I think that there's always, when you get to that upper echelon NFL team, once you get to around week 9, 10, you start doing some self-scouting and saying, hey, how can, you know, what, if I were on the other team, how would I schematically, you know, where would I put my players to stop what I do best?
Yeah.
So naturally, if you've been utilizing Kareem Hunt, well, now let's change it up and use Kelce. Let's change it up and use Tariq Hill.
Yeah,
I mean, Tariq Hill running the ball, scary. I mean, those are the plays where he can gash you. You know, those enders, as Edelman can do it as well, and the other, but Hill is... I don't so much fear him as a receiver because he had a hell of a game the last time. He's going to get his 100 yards. You know that's going to happen. But you don't want him to burn you on the ground on those end-arounds. And Kareem Hunt, look, he rushed for 80 yards, 10 carries, 80 yards. He caught 7 passes for 142 yards and 3 touchdowns the last game. Williams caught no passes in that game, and Williams ran, you know, one play for 1 yard. Again, it's different now. But still, you're talking about that's – 222 yards of offense that you don't have. You're gonna have to find at least to get some of that back somehow, some way.
Yeah, and the most targeted player for the New England Patriots in that game in the regular season was Josh Gordon, who's not around anymore either.
No,
so, I mean, there are big pieces for both teams that are not on the field for this game.
Yeah, he was targeted 9 times, but Rob Gronkowski had the best game of anybody, 3 catches and 97 yards. Now, you know, it's going to be similar. I'm telling you, it's going to be White, Burkhead, and Michelle. That's how they're going to roll.
And Burkhead was not playing last time, right?
No, he wasn't. Nope.
But you know what? It was Sony Michelle, James White, and Kenyon Barner.
Yeah. Wow. Sony Michelle had 106 yards rushing the last time against the Chiefs. And Hogan had a pretty good game as well. And he's a guy that you're waiting for him to step up too. He's kind of been invisible a little bit.
You know, Brady and Mahomes' numbers were pretty comparable.
Yep.
Mahomes 22 of 36 for 352. Brady, 24 of 35 for 340. Now, Mahomes had four touchdowns and two picks, where Brady had one touchdown and no picks.
And they were down, and the Patriots were up 24-9 at the half. Chiefs came back, to their credit.
Yeah, big third quarter. Outscored the Pats 17-3.
Yep. But this game isn't any – it's 43-40. I would be stunned if it comes close. And the total in this game is going to be, what, 50? It's down to 54 now.
Now
it's down to 54.
Conversely, Rams-Saints track meet or what?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think all inside conditions are perfect. I think it's going to be that way.
You don't think so? Because it's playoffs?
Don't think so. I mean, you get to January and we talk. You know, we see all these high-scoring games in October and November and the league is changing. And then
I tend to agree with you, Chris.
The weather gets cold and all of a sudden defense and running the ball is what works.
But this is inside.
And that last game against when the Rams and Saints played each other, Aqib Talib was not on the field. I think that is massive where you don't have to follow Michael Thomas around. You've got Michael Thomas. You know, you've got Peters on one side. You've got Talib on the other. I think that's a huge thing for Wade Phillips in that defense. Now, Sheldon Rankins being out for New Orleans, does that open up the running game for Todd Gurley?
Or C.J. Anderson.
Gurley had 68 yards and a touchdown the last time they played. A 45-35 Saints win, by the way.
Yeah.
Goff was 28-40, 391 yards, three touchdowns and a pick. Breeze was 25-36, 346 yards, four touchdowns, no picks. Kamara had 82 yards rushing and two touchdowns rushing, and he had a touchdown touchdown receiving as well, 34 yards. Thomas had 211 yards in that game. Ben Watson had 62 yards and a touchdown in that game.
Ben Watson.
Yeah.
Hanging it up after after this week. Or next week, maybe.
Now, I think, you know what I think is going to be interesting? One guy who didn't play in that game for the Rams, who is playing now and had one hell of a game last week, is C.J. Anderson.
That's what I just said to Chris. Yeah, he said to Todd Gurley's running game, I said, don't forget about C.J. Anderson.
But C.J. could be the unforeseen fact, but you got it. Jeez. I mean, he's tough to prepare for because the Cowboys, they had no answer for him. None. Well, they had no answer for him.
Keep in mind, the Rams claim they knew what the Cowboys were doing defensively.
And then there's the crowd, which is going to play a role in this game.
Yeah, no question. You know,
72, no Breeze in the dome, obviously, but that crowd gets turned up.
Yeah, pretty fired up for this one. No, I'm looking forward to it. This is all
going to
be good.
I think both going to be great games. And
I got to stagger my Sunday watching times, 3:05 and 6:40?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know. So that's
got it dialed in perfect. Going to a buddy's house.
Yeah.
For pizza for the NFC.
Well, wait a minute. Then you're going to the circus.
I got to hike it over to Hertz.
Wow.
Get over there around 6:35, just in time for kick. And I don't care what the kids say. We're leaving at halftime.
Real? There is no halftime at the circus.
We're leaving at halftime of the AFC Championship game. I don't care you haven't seen the clown. I'll take you to a petting zoo. We'll go see a giraffe or an elephant. Are there giraffes at circuses? Probably not.
Yeah, there can be.
Yeah, there can be?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Saints and Rams will be lower scoring than Chiefs and Pats, says 8-1-0. Fact, KC versus Saints in Super Bowl. Could be.
I don't know about that.
I just think inside, is. I think there'll be maybe not 45-35 again, but that game has more potential to be high scoring than the Patriots Chiefs. I just don't.
I think so.
I just don't see.
I think indoor outdoor is the big. I mean, right there, it's going to be the big difference.
And you're talking about ungodly cold weather.
Although, as I pointed out last hour, that it is heating up. Big heat wave, Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Instead of the temperature being 1 as a low, they're saying it could be 15 now.
Mm-hmm.
14 degrees.
I'm just wondering when the sun goes down at 6:40. How about halftime? How about 8 o'clock at night? What's the temperature going to be then?
Well, if the overall low is going to be 14, it'll probably be like 17 at halftime, something like that.
I'm going to stick with it'll be 10 degrees or less at kickoff at 6:40 at night or 5:40 Central Time. Sun will just be almost setting. And then we don't know what the wind is going to be.
You know, when I watch that, and you're sitting in your nice warm living room or whatever the case is, don't you feel a little colder just watching it?
Well, because you and I have experienced
it. Yeah,
people haven't.
See, back in the old-timey days, that's a day where you fire up the old fireplace and you go, but I don't have a fireplace in my new home. Oh, I had a sweet fireplace in my home in
Texas.
The
worst thing, it's hard to tailgate outside in games like that, even if the sun's out and it's 10 degrees, 5 degrees, because if you're drinking, and some of you smoke even cigars or whatever you're smoking, that does not make your body warmer. It contributes to frostbite. You get frostbite quicker.
Smoke
your
does? Body,
yes.
How does that work? I don't smoke, so I don't know.
It's a contributing factor. That
science.
You get frostbite quicker.
Does the smoke
if you're
land on your
cigarettes.
Skin and freeze?
I don't know.
And if you're drinking, so you, everybody, you know.
I know drinking messes but, you know, up your body temperature.
Yeah, but people want to drink, you know, a hot shot, like, you know, cinnamon schnapps, something like that. Oh, it'll warm me inside. Nah, yeah, initially it might, but it actually will get you closer to being frigid than it will warm. It might warm your body for 2 seconds, but the.
Lame.
And then you can't cook outside. You can't cook
Why
outside.
Not?
When it's 10 degrees?
You can't light a flame out there?
You can't.
Don't you want a fire going?
Yeah, you could try, but you got to...
Nice rotisserie
your
chicken.
Your little Smoky Joe grill?
I don't know. Bill's Mafia seems to handle it just fine.
They can handle... The snow's different. We're not talking about... You know, the last time they played in January late. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
By
it's
way,
hard. To, it's. I told you, you grab a beer in situations like that from the concession stand, it will freeze by the time you get to your seat.
Alcohol's
That's
not supposed to freeze, Pete.
Beer does. There's a lot of water in it.
It's like it's like when you get a nice man-sized beer from Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
It's like almost a little like a beer slushy, like a grown-up slushy.
Well, they say it's like 28 degrees.
27.
It is. It's 239 says not frost by hypothermia. It's both.
Yeah.
It's both. Obviously,
starts off with a frostbite, then you get hypothermia.
I'd rather have frostbite.
You lose body parts if you get frostbite.
Better than dead.
Well, you got me on that one.
Right.
By the way, if you do get frostbite, lukewarm water, don't ever put your hand under, you know, sort of hot water when you get frostbite.
Well, at that point, lukewarm water is hot water to your body.
Yeah, but no, but hot water can be damaging
to
your body.
And then it'll make you urinate because it's a nice warm water.
Quality.
Then you got two problems.
The overall consensus is it sucks when it's 10 degrees or less and you're trying to tailgate for a football game no matter where you are. It's not fun.
So Chris has got to go to the circus during the game. What
awful.
Are the Gatsbys doing? Are you having some kind of Kansas City barbecue theme?
You're going
you
out, aren't
have
you?
Themes.
No, I don't. Right now, we're going to friend's house on the, you know, our friends, good friends, Dave and Marie.
They're in on the theme parties before.
I am going to be Friday night. I'm going to be at Foxborough Tavern for a Patriot pep rally from 7 to 9 after the show. I can tell you that. There's a big clam bake going on. More on that later. And Sunday. I think we're going to hang close to home, but we'll see.
Okay.
Well, what about you?
I'm just planning on sofa time in front of the TV. Nothing special. Just hanging out. You know, I watch sports alone in my house because nobody else is a sports fan. So
even should I FaceTime you during the game?
And
watch together?
FaceTime?
Let's do a shot together on FaceTime.
Nothing like drinking alone, huh?
I don't have a problem with it. I really don't.
I don't either.
I always end up texting my friends way too much.
If it's a game that you're not, like, your favorite team, you
lonely.
Can, you can text people. But if it's like...
Sitting on a couch, drunk by myself.
616, I grew up in Michigan. I don't know what Peter's talking about. We had no problem grilling out when it was 10 degrees. If you have a real fancy grill, yes, you want to grill dogs and burgers, and you want to eat it in 2 seconds, yeah. But you don't, I'm saying, you don't have a lot of time to really sit back down and enjoy it.
I'd want the Smoky Joe going because it would produce heat. I could put my hands over it and warm up.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, your average, some people have these sophisticated grills they bring out, you know, and that's great. But other way, if you're talking about your standard little hibachi type thing, that ain't going to cut it.
Let's go to the phones. Matt in Naples has a smoking in the cold update. Matt, welcome. How are you?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Yeah, just to your point, bring in the science aspect of this. So drinking thins your blood, which in turn makes you feel warm, but actually makes you colder and does let hypothermia set in faster.
Gotcha.
And then smoking as a vasoconstrictor, which actually lessens the diameter of your blood vessel. So also lets in the cold faster and contributes to frostbite.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Matt, are you, Matt? Yeah. I wonder if Matt's a doctor.
Science.
Science wins.
Wins again.
I love Matt, but I kind of just said that, didn't I? I mean, it's like health 101.
Well, yeah, but you didn't say why it happens. You were just like, it can hurt. Yeah. Well, why does it hurt?
Matt gave us the scientific explanation. Yeah, I understand.
You know what you did?
Your capillaries are closing.
You were in algebra class. You gave me the right answer, but you didn't show your work properly.
I didn't show your work.
I can't give you credit for that.
I didn't have to go to the blackboard.
All I know is you cheated off of Susie, who you're sitting next to.
Oh, yeah.
I went to an all-boy Catholic school.
All right.
Fine, Billy.
His name was Tom.
Coming semantics. Up, coming up, we've got to take a peek.
941 says, I'd have a beer with Pete. I'd have a beer with you too, 941.
Yeah.
I have vodka soda.
Except
though.
You don't drink beer. You drink hard stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
I drink
only hard stuff.
Yeah.
I just, exactly. No, I just
What's in the water bottle,
I
Pete?
Drink vodka soda. I wish.
You think that's water?
Put a lime in a water bottle? Strange.
That's odd.
With the lime.
With ice?
Coconut.
What's going on over there? All right.
I need an assistant, though.
We will get you an intern.
Yeah.
A personal intern.
I do.
That's a Seinfeld episode. I know, Chris. I've been trying to take a break for 2 minutes. The Enos Kanter saga continues. That's next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
You remember when we met that summer?
Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Thanks for tuning in here on a Wednesday. Got a guest in studio here we're excited to talk about and talk with. Armando Hernandez. He is the program director for Run to Home Base Florida, and we want to talk to him about that for just a moment. Armando, welcome. How are you?
How you doing, Armando?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good, good. For those that might not know, just really quick kind of recap what Run to Home Base is all about, how it benefits veterans and whatnot.
Sure. So Home Base is a nonprofit organization co-founded by Massachusetts General Hospital and the Red Sox Foundation, and we're dedicated to helping veterans and their families heal from post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, or the things we associate as the invisible wounds. We've been doing that here in Southwest Florida since 2014. We are 100% philanthropically funded, so we fundraise for all these initiatives. And on Saturday, we have the Run to Home Base Florida, which is a 5K walk or run or a one-mile walk option to come out, learn a little bit more about the program, meet some of our veterans, and help us raise some funds to support our initiatives here.
I know how popular this was up in Boston with Fenway. My wife was head of pediatric cancer research at Mass General back in the day, so she was close to this whole event as well. And I'm so glad that they've emulated it down here. It's a fantastic event. And you don't have, and I think it's important to know, you don't have to run. I think I'm not running, I'm walking or walk very briskly, but you do a 5K run, a 1 mile walk. There's a 5K run, walk registration for military, a 100-yard dash for the kids. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great event, and it is mirrored off the event in Fenway and at both parks. You know, it is called the Run to Home Base, and you actually finish by coming through center field at the park. You go down the warning track, and then you come down third base line, and you finish at both parks. Yeah. So it initially started that way in Fenway, and we mirrored it down here at JetBlue. So you actually finish by touching home plate on the field, and you know, concluding the run to home base. And like you said, it's a great event overall.
How can people get registered or find out more about it immediately if people are driving around and they can't jot down any information? What would you tell them? Where would you tell them to go?
I would tell you the easiest website to remember is homebase.org. You can also go to runtohomebaseflorida.org. If you're a local runner around here and you're familiar with the Fort Myers Track Club, they're helping us with this event.
Oh, nice.
They've got it on their website. You know, Fort Myers Brewing Company's got it all over their stuff because they're one of our partners. Beasley's been helping us for 3 years now. So shout out to Beasley for, you know, year three coming back and helping us with that. So you can find it on a lot of the Beasley stuff as well.
Yeah, Chris just told me it'll be on our website as
well. Yeah, it's up there now, 993ESPN.com.
Okay. And if you have friends and family, they can come and watch from the stands at Fenway South, right? There's going to be food and entertainment throughout the venue and the whole
day. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there'll be music, food, entertainment. And like I said, you're going to get to meet a bunch of veterans who are here locally taking advantage of these programs. And our honorary director, General Fred Franks, from the Desert Storm era, will be there speaking.
Wow.
He's quite a living legend in the military, so if you know about him, come out and hear him speak. He's a phenomenal.
And thank
speaker.
You for your service.
You're yeah, you're a veteran.
You have a baby face. Now, to me, this complimentary. I mean, you told me your age. I was like, oh my God, you look like you're barely in your 20s. But thank you for your service and what you did in Marine Corps.
Well, thank you.
Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi. Hoorah.
So, all right, so let's talk about that for a moment. So, how long would it take you to disable Pete with your bare hands based on your training?
Hey, don't let the glasses fall. I'm a little nimble.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You know, the first thing they teach you is never underestimate your opponent.
I fight dirty.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But there's also registrants. People who register get You get a race medal. You get this photos at home plate and the finish, which is really cool. A racing T-shirt, right? And you get a complimentary beverage courtesy of Fort Myers Brewing Company for those who qualify. Yep. This is pretty cool.
Yep. You join us for a little after party at Fort Myers Brewing Company. Get your complimentary beverage. It should be great. They're doing a great job helping us promote this every year as well, as you know, and they're kind of open up the spot a little bit for us on Saturday too. Share with our race participants.
As this has grown from year to year around here, you said you've been doing it for a few years. How big is participation? What kind of numbers are you expecting? And all that kind of, how many people out there?
Sure. So I actually just got an email before we sat down. We're just at 500 registered participants right now. We know we'll probably get another, hopefully 100 to 200 in the
crowd.
Next couple of days.
It's going to be beautiful on Saturday.
Yeah, we had
too,
a huge walk-up crowd last year. If you haven't registered and you don't get a chance, just come out day of. You know, we're prepared to take registrations day of, so we can handle that as
Where
well.
Where else can you run and get a beer at the finish line? That is awesome.
now, will you be running it, or
I never run it because I just want to make sure the event's going well for others. But you know, we have our strength conditioning coach who helps with our fitness initiatives, Jaime Fernandez. He's also a Marine Corps veteran. He gathers our guys and gets up and goes out and runs with them. So he's our motivator.
What's the furthest you ever had to run in Marine Corps?
Read my mind. Chris has never seen a few good men, so he doesn't understand.
Can you believe that? And,
the furthest I ever had to personally run was 8 miles. I think it can depend on if you've got a really motivated young commanding officer who's really fast. They may go make you go a little bit more, but I think my furthest.
But on a daily basis, like you know, when you even in basic for Marines, daily, how far do you have to run every day usually?
Oh, daily, it's a minimal 3 mile because that's the physical fitness test. So you're doing at least three. Sometimes if it's a longer average day, maybe 4.5 or 5. But so those are probably the averages, 3 to 5.
That's great.
That's fantastic. Wow. It's Armando Hernandez. Thanks for coming in. It's Run to Home Base, Florida, and it's this weekend. And you can check out our website at 993ESPN.com for more information.
And you get down there starting at, 7 o'clock?
Registration open at 7. Ceremony starts at 8, and then we'll kick off the race at 8:30.
Armando,
absolutely fantastic.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we will continue. Headlines of the day. Stay with us. It's Sheba DeShepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 993 ESPN.